Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour here on the DJV program. Victoria is out today because she claims she had some of my cooking. You know, I didn't really feel that well last night either. Maybe we did share a meal, Jennifer. I'm not sure. What it was. Yeah, it's
funny. Did you poison each other?
Although
super spreading?
I think more of my problem has been I'm still reacting to the new meds that I'm taking. My body is not used to any of this stuff, so every once in a while I feel like I have something crawling around inside of me that I've never had crawling around inside of me before. Unga bunga. So, and I want to spend some time on Halloween this hour. Before we do that, though, I notice a lot of the polls that are trying to prepare us for the results of the election next week are indicating that Biden is way ahead, a lot different than the Hillary Clinton poll. Although most people that I talk to don't think much of polls because they're often, especially of late in the last, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years, they've been on really off.
People, honestly, it's the Trump factor because people don't want to tell you that they're voting
for
him because
for
they get harassed. And, right. And that's just true. You live in a place like I do in California and you don't know what's going to happen if you do, if you say that you're voting for Trump, even as you're exiting polls. And this is what happened in 2016. People just tell you, no, they're not interested in sharing their political perspective. Mind your own business, basically. And
yeah,
all of those people tended to be Trump supporters. So it's hard to know. Actually, if you can believe it, as of this day in 2016 compared with where we are today, President Trump is actually doing better than he did against Hillary Clinton. She was actually further ahead in some of the polls. I think anything
I don't know about polls, but I do know that I paid attention to the 60 Minutes stuff. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to spend some time watching the first of all the interview that was aired on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl, and then the 60 Minute thing that Trump actually posted. And he's right. 60 Minutes showed only the negative side of whatever came out of that. It's so damned outrageous. Again, think what you want about Trump one way or another. But in terms of what you're being fed by these jerks that run these newsrooms, we boil it right down to it's outrageous. It's how these people think that they're running the show here.
I know.
Literally
and
figuratively.
That's what disturbs me so much. You know, one of the big stories over the last week or so has been about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and Jim Biden. Jim Biden is the brother of Joe Biden. Hunter Biden is the son. Mm-hmm. And there are real stories about corruption going on within the Biden family, and the mainstream media blacked it out. And so here's the problem that I have. I don't really care if you believe the story or not. I tend to believe most parts of it because I believe the emails that I've seen. But I don't need to convince you to believe it or not. What I do want to convince people of is that you should be horrified that the news media has decided what you get to see and how you
should consume. They're trying to decide for you.
Yeah, that to me is ridiculous. I mean, all in all, look, I know I have a horse in the race, but the truth is I take issue with the media not because of Trump, but because of what he's opened my eyes to in what's really happening here. And the fact that they're deciding which storylines you can see and which ones you can't be trusted with, and then they're making their own rules case by case.
Yep.
No American should be okay with
pretty,
that, whether you
pretty
like
pretty
Trump
damn outrageous.
Or not.
Yeah.
It's
pretty outrageous. It really,
I mean, move
you
to China. If you think what's going on with the news today, the news media today, is okay, then go enjoy a trip to China, because that's exact. I mean, it's the same stuff. They're being fed a canned set of facts that are just approved by whoever is running it, whether it's the government or whatever the mob is in this country that's running the media. It's ridiculous. It's so.
And it is like
so
a mob.
Anti-America.
It's the same. It's like a cartel.
So anti-America.
Yeah. Well, anti-America and anti-American. Up to Halloween. And if you're Irish, you're going to enjoy our conversation right around the corner here on the DJV program.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
All right, 13 past the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, and Clodagh Doyle is here with us from Ireland. She is the keeper of Irish folklore at the National Museum of Ireland, working on the Irish folklife collection that they have there, and she's been at it for a number of years. It's the museum's longest-serving, she's the longest-serving curator in the museum. So let's find out. You know, we think about Halloween. I don't know that we think about Irish Halloween traditions. You've got half Irish blood in you, Jennifer.
I do.
It's too bad Victoria is ill today because she would like this. Clodagh, welcome to American Radio. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Good morning to both you and Jennifer. Thanks, Doug, for having me.
Happy to have you.
Oh, great. And I'm 25 years working with the National Museum. I'm not that old, although today is my birthday. I'm 50.
Happy birthday.
Happy
Sweet.
Birthday.
Very nice. Happy
26
birthday.
26 years old. That is
That's
amazing.
That's right. Good for you.
Yeah, I started, yeah.
Just Thanks. As a young kid.
How important is Halloween in Ireland? You know, we think about it in terms of an American tradition, but Halloween is pretty much celebrated around the world. So what goes on in Ireland?
What goes on in Ireland? Well, I think we, Tourism Ireland, if you've been to Ireland, I know, Doug, but...
I have been.
I have.
Yeah. Oh, great. And,
both of us
It's just the traditions would be that we would have always... So celebrated Halloween because it is a Celtic festival and it's coming down from 2,000, 3,000 years ago. And we were very, because Ireland is an island, we were the insular Celts. It survives longest. A lot of pagan traditions would have, and festivals would have come before Christianity. And now, I suppose, that we were always having bonfires. That's a tradition of Halloween. So that would be, and that would go back to a kind of a pagan way of celebrating the community. And also because it's such a darkness, it's the end of summer festival, and it's the half of the year that we're facing into with dark days. So to brighten up that and bring some light into your life, you'd have a bonfire, and that's kind of looking to the sun for light, to bring light into the darkness, really. So yeah, so bonfire is very traditional, and it's very, very traditional to kind of wear masks. People really believed that the spirits of the dead weren't, and the other world and the fairies, they kind of believed in all those worlds, but they didn't really believe that they were totally separate and gone. And that when it came to the seasonal quarter days, the night before a new season starts, like winter starts on the 1st of November, it's always the evening before when people really celebrate it. And that's when they believed you were much more in touch with that supernatural world. And that's why we have all these, kind of beliefs that it's a very liminal time. It's a time where you're in between times, and you're not quite out of autumn and you're not quite in winter, and that's when the supernatural world can be, and our own world can collide. And so people really believe that sometimes the dead might come back, the dearly departed ones might come back and, you know, come back to their own home place, and sometimes would leave out some food for them. So it's a kind of a happy celebration of your own family who have departed. And then, but I suppose that kind of lends itself to people believing that maybe if there's spirits of people walking around, it would be good fun and mischievous, and the tricks would be on, and that would be the dress up and play in masks, and, you know, dress up as kind of, and scary, going as scary ghosts, really. So that's kind of where we have that masking tradition, really, and where it's coming from.
One of the things that is very, I think what you just said, very interesting, the acknowledgement that the tradition, the Catholic traditions of Ireland and the religious holidays, not only in Ireland, but the Catholic holidays were pretty much all pagan holidays that were stolen by the religionists. And so people get around.
That was a good way for it to convert, because really, I suppose, when Christianity comes, they realize people are celebrating around November. And, you know, because it's the dark half of the year and the winter. And they also understand, so that's why they make it a holy day. And the 1st of November comes from the All Saints. So it's a celebration of All Saints.
It's All Hallows Eve. It's called All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what kind of the traditional, what about pumpkins and costumes and masks over there? Are they similar to what we have here in America?
Yeah, probably coming from the same countries where they're
all made in China.
We bring them in, but years ago we would have made our own. And,
top costume in Ireland this year.
What's the top costume?
I have no idea. I have no idea, because we're in COVID times, and there is no trick or treating at all. You know, so no house to house. We're not allowed. We're not allowed. And so it's kind of cancelled. But you know, I mean, when I grew up, it was just a black bag. You'd wear a black bag, or you'd dress up as a ghosty. But most of the time, you were just dressed as a witch, and you know. Yeah, so it was very simple back then. And there were the plastic masks, but people made their own things and painting their faces. And so we have a lot of those traditions, and people still do dress up and disguise. But it's also about playing a trick on people. Years ago, it was a night for mischief, and you'd go and run away from somebody's door. You'd knock on their door or run away, and when they come out, there's no one there, or you've thrown a cabbage at the door. So these were the tricks. And then...
Rotten cabbage. Okay, so for those who are interested, Irish folks who are interested, go to hashtag Ireland Home of Halloween, hashtag Love Ireland, or Ireland.com. Thank you, Clodagh. Clodagh Doyle here.
And I suppose it's the turnip is the thing that went to America, and the now turnip. We have your pumpkin back.
Yeah,
that's
there
right.
We go. If the turnaround is fair play. All right, it's 21 after the hour here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning.
23 and change at the hour. It's the DJV program, music in the focus every hour during this portion of the hour. And Country Charlie Pride has worked his way into our ears, Jennifer. He's going to receive the CMA's Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. This is, I think, he was the first black guy to make it big in country music, if I'm served correctly by my memory. And when I was playing country music, he was not much older than I am, I think. At any rate, he was the first. We were talking earlier about...
He's 86.
Is he 86? Oh, wow. He's a lot older than I am. Yeah. Anyway, comes from Sledge, Mississippi. He was the 1971 CMA Entertainer of the Year and a 2000 inductee into the Country Music Hall of Fame. So this is the sixth time the award's been handed out since Nelson first got the honor himself in 2012. He's responsible for this song, Kiss an Angel Good Morning, Where Do I Put Her Memory, a lot of other great, really traditional country tunes. He has scored more than 50 top 10 country hits. I'd Rather Love You, She's Too Good to Be True, Where Do I Put Her Memory, which is what we're listening to now. He'll accept the award at the 54th CMA Awards, which will be on ABC on November 11th. Reba and Darius Rucker, remember, are co-hosting.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
You know, I did a little quick search on Charlie Pride, something I didn't know. Do you know that he's part owner of the Texas Rangers baseball team?
I did not know that.
He was a baseball player, and that's where he met his wife.
Yes.
And then
they
got married in 1956 when he was on Christmas leave from Army basic training.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still married, and he's co-owner of that team. He sang quite a lot, Star Spangled Banner, National Anthem, America the Beautiful, for baseball and football, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very smooth guy. There was a real, the whole business about black entertainers in Nashville. It's another one of those things. This sort of the token black guy in country music. I don't know. Are there any other? Darius Rucker.
Darius
Rucker. Is black. Yep, I think that's about it.
There's also Troy. There's Cowboy Troy. There's it.
Yeah.
Others. Yeah.
All right. Cowboy Troy from Blazing Saddles?
No.
Cowboy Troy. Maybe not the same guy. Okay. Along with Nelson, the past recipients of the Lifetime Achievement Award, the Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award, Kenny Rogers got it in 2013, Johnny Cash in 2015, and Dolly got it in 2016. Chris Christopherson got it in 2019. So they don't give it out every year. Yeah, he deserves it. He's done a lot. I would think some of the great names like Connie Anderson, there are some great old country names that would deserve this as well, I would think. So, congratulations to Country Charlie Pride. First of two things to focus on here. We're in the country vein, so let's talk about Chris Stapleton, who debuted Arkansas last year on his All-American Roadshow Tour. He often performed the song live with guests, the Brothers Osborne. Now, Stapleton releasing the new studio version. Studio? What did I say? Studio?
The studio.
Yeah, the studio version.
He's a pretty studio guy.
Yes, he's a sturdy studio person. Anyway, this track was written with guitarist Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers. It'll appear on Stapleton's upcoming album, Starting Over. Arkansas is actually the third song released from Starting Over, following the title track, Cold. Stapleton recorded the new album, which is out next November, I think on the 13th, in fact. He's planning a tour behind the record next year, taking his All-American Roadshow Tour across the country, playing select shows with Willie and George Strait. Now, there's another one. George Strait would have won the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award, too, I'm going to guess. So there it is, focused on a couple of country items here in the music portion of the DJV program, 28 and a half after the hour.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Whistleblower Tony Bobulinski said Tuesday on Fox News that the Biden family has tarnished his family name and Joe Biden has not explained his actions to the American people.
I think it was conscious of things, and, you know, I can't speak for him.
Maybe.
I would love for him to go on record. As I referenced earlier, I'm only sitting here because they have not only have they not gone on record, they've denied it, and they've tarred my family name and a long history of serving this country.
Bob Alinsky, a retired lieutenant in the U.S. Navy, is a former business partner with two Biden family members. A second night of unrest in Philadelphia Tuesday night over the police shooting death of a black man that was going after police officers with a knife. The Philadelphia Police Department warned people to avoid the Port Richmond area, where at least 1,000 looters took to local businesses. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have won the World Series for the first time in 32 years. Tampa Bay jumped out to an early 1-0 lead behind the pitching of Blake Snell with 9 strikeouts. After Snell was pulled from the mound, the Dodgers' bats started lighting up Global Life Park in Arlington. Dodgers' Mookie Betts talks about the pitching change to MLB.com.
I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not going to ask any questions. But he was pitching a great game. Barnsley let off with a hit, I think, right there. We had a chance to do something, but I made a pitching change, and it seems like that's all we needed.
Dodgers win 3-1 in Game 6 Tuesday, taking home the Commissioner's Trophy. Rain has been hindering NASCAR over the last few days. If NASCAR can get in at least 167 laps Wednesday, the second of 3 events in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs will be official and move on to Sunday's event in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Brad Keselowski explains why drivers love Martinsville.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, you know, that brings a special allure to it, a allure that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, you know, with that clock, and I know it means a lot to me.
The Xfinity 500 is scheduled for Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The hour now on the DJV program. Good day to you from the DJVers. Well, actually, the Veer isn't here. Victoria's out ill today, but Jennifer Horn is perky, bright, ready to go, ready for action. I'm Doug Steffen. Same here with me. Shall we separate ourselves? Well, I don't know. The election stuff has to have much of our attention. There are other things going on, though. It's been a long time since we talked. Remember I was saying earlier on, Victoria, Jennifer, how easy it is to give you.
I know. You know, old what's-your-name. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. The immigration issue was my issue 4 years ago.
But you still voted for Hillary Clinton, which is so weird, but okay.
I did vote for Hillary.
You're so funny.
I thought I made up my mind.
Let me just say, because in 2016 you said your issue was immigration, yet you didn't vote for Trump. In 2020, you say your issue is China, but you're not going to vote for Trump, so.
Well, I am not sure what I'm going to do. You've challenged me enough to have me thinking about this. The problem is that even if the states that I might vote in or that I would vote in, either Massachusetts or California, it won't make any difference because.
Well,
Biden will
it
carry
does for a couple
states.
Of reasons. Number one, it sends a message about where your heart is. Number two, it does.
My heart's not
popular.
With Trump. My head may be to a point. But
it
my
shows
heart
where you're coming
in.
From is the point.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
I think the other thing is that it also shows it helps with the popular vote. The most important piece that I can tell everybody, because it drives me nuts when people go, ugh, it doesn't matter if I vote anyway. My guy's not going to win. The down ticket stuff is so important
well,
to your everyday
of course
life.
It is. I would
Congress,
never, I've
propositions,
never, here is something. This is
measures.
Like I never missed a day in school from kindergarten until the 12th day. Never was out sick. I never missed a class in college. Never out sick. I have never missed an election. Wherever yeah. I, and as a matter of fact, I've been fortunate enough to vote a couple of times in a few elections.
Don't
so
do that.
I, my heart is in what this country stands for sure. Whether or not it always goes in the same direction as the majority of people remains to be seen. But I am a thinker, I am a doer, I am an actor, and I would never, and I encourage, I bring, one of the things I've taught my children is to be very socially responsible, and they are. And that'll be something they teach their my grandchildren and their children.
Our greatest role involved. As Americans is to be good, active
Don't
citizens.
Be quiet. Don't
yeah.
be, my daughter participates in all kinds of things going on in Los Angeles. My son and his wife participate in lots of different things as well because they feel like they need to be active. And for that, I'm happy. I might not participate in the same things that they do, but I'm a participant anyway. And there's been a lot I wasn't going to go down the street, but I've spent a minute on it. The protests at the rallies and the stuff, especially the Jewish thing, that really has me troubled because wasn't there violence at a couple of these
yeah,
Jews for
the
Trump?
There was the rally, Jews for Trump event, and there was violence at that event. I mean, here's the thing. It's happening on both sides, but it feels like maybe I'm just super sensitive to it because I live in California, and there, if you're a Trump supporter in California, watch out. You can get your car hit, you know, car scratched up. You can get a kid. Keyed, you can get hit on the streets, but yet people are still showing up, and that's what heartens me so much. Like there was a bit, our local news media doesn't cover it so much. You really have to look on social media to see this. And I mean, there was a 2,000 car rally for the president in California, very blue yeah. leftist California, and it happened just over this last weekend. So mm-hmm. I think people are less afraid and they're being less bullied, but there's a certain amount of bullying that's going on for people's votes, no matter what they are. And the thing is, shut up. Homogenized thought stinks. It's not good for milk. It's not good for your brain.
No.
Like, let there be differences that we celebrate.
The cream comes to the top. Now you're talking my lingo.
See?
My lingo. I'm bringing the farm into this. All right, so anyway, back to 4 years ago and my focus on what was happening at the Mexican border. The border now this spring, summer, fall, trying to track down the parents of 545 children who've been separated from their families at the border, according to a court filing from the Justice Department. Majority of those parents may have been deported back to their home countries. So what the heck do you do with the kids then?
Yeah, they go into the foster system is what happens to them.
And
it was
again?
The reason that we're even talking about this again is because it was brought up in the debate, the last presidential debate between Biden and Trump
yeah.
last week. And the truth is, you know, both of these guys own this a little bit. And there's been bungling on immigration for a really long time. I get that people who are coming here illegally take a risk when they do it. Because they think that the risk, the reward will be better than
the risk.
So already
yep.
they're taking a risk. Already they know they're breaking the law. And they're putting their own kids at risk. And they're doing it knowingly and purposely. That being said, I think if it is at all possible to keep families together as we figure out what to do, whether that's a mass deportation for the whole family or if that's integration into our society, I think it's important if we put an emphasis on that. I don't think that we need to be trying to separate kids because that's just not, I mean, that's such a traumatic thing.
It's not a good look.
Right. Nope, and so here's the problem. I think President Trump answered it saying, well, we're doing our best and they're being cared for. Okay, that's great. But why is it? Why did it happen?
Why did it happen in the first place?
Right. Why did it happen, I think, is what he could have addressed. The other thing is that Biden is not innocent on this either, because it was the Obama administration who actually started this policy of family separations. And those cages that were built on the border that everybody was freaking out about were built actually by the Obama administration, not by the Trump administration. So
no, they were built by Americans because American money paid for it. This is what really drives me nuts. It's like it's their money. It wasn't Obama's money. It wasn't Biden's money. It wasn't Trump's money. It's our money. And so they may move to do this. This could be their initiative, but it's not done in a vacuum. They didn't spend their money. And I think that needs to be separated out a little bit from the argument sometimes. It is us. We allow them to spend our money by electing them to positions of power. As a matter of fact, we allow them to spend more than we have given them to spend. Thus, the $27 trillion budget deficit that nobody, Trump isn't talking about it, no. Biden's not talking about it, find me somebody running for the Senate or the House, it's like China. Nobody is talking about this $27 trillion and what their solution is for paying it. I don't give a damn about a lot of this stuff, frankly. The people that are talking about things that are, you know, the COVID thing is important for sure, but it isn't going to be with us forever. Whereas some of these other things, the problems, how do we ever pay this debt down? And where is the focus on that? The questions and the answers.
How do we not spend money? You have people who are dying for a stimulus bill. And so you have to, because now it's a pandemic and you have to. And so we're going into debt and debt and debt and debt. Mm-hmm. But how do we start to work our way out? And the truth is, the only way you start working your way out is by cutting entitlements. And there is not a politician with a backbone that will actually talk about that. The one that did.
Third rail.
And I give him a little bit of credit for this, and I'm pretty tough on him, is Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan used to talk about cutting entitlements, and then that went nowhere.
Yep. All right, while we were talking about the border, El Paso, Texas, a city that's close to my heart, and La Ciudad Juarez, which crossed the border, it's the same city, basically, frankly, with the river between it. Hospitals in El Paso now are near capacity, and county officials are imposing a curfew to help curb the spread of COVID down there. This is partially what we were talking about before with the border issues and people. The reason it's closed down, the borders are closed down because of COVID. But in Juarez, I'm sorry, over across the border from El Paso, back and forth from Juarez.
From Juarez, yeah. Look, this is a problem that's not
It's the same, as
California.
I said, the same city. So they're coming back and forth across the border.
Right, with COVID and spreading it.
Right.
And using our hospitals to try to fix it. This happened in California. People are still ticked about it because California got shut down a second time.
Jennifer and Doug here. Don't forget our download every day. The latest download, the latest DJV download, focuses on conversation about Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman's new musical, wondering how they can sing, or how they do sing. Arnold in His Heart, and the whether or not you are going to find a seat in an airline, what's going on there. But I think one of the most important parts of this download will be the conversation about the spacecraft that landed on the asteroid. The pilot of that spacecraft is in the download, and I think you'll find it fascinating to hear how this all took place and what's going to happen in the future. So if you're interested in space, you'll want to listen to the latest DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Speaking of wherever, how about whether or not you're going to the dentist? Are you going to the dentist soon? If you are, or if you haven't been to the dentist for a while, you want to hear what's coming up next year on the DJV program.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 833-8ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, Jen, 48 after the hour, DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen. A lot of Americans have delayed dental appointments because of the virus, worrying about that. And that means when you do go back to the dentist, you're going to pay a lot more for fees. See a lot fewer people, probably. There'll be a lot fewer dentists in family practice.
Let's just be honest. You stink if you're not going to the dentist.
Yeah, your breath, we. Anyway, all dentists shut down. Remember in the springtime, my dentist just, well, not just opened up. I went to see her when I was in L.A. the last time I was there. But they don't do teeth cleaning the way they used to because of the stuff that flows out of your mouth. 99% of dentists have reopened. Number of patients visiting offices is about 20% below usual levels. Spending on dental care falling by about 40% this year.
It was totally fine.
What was fine?
Going to the dentist. I went in June.
When you went to the dentist?
Yeah. It was fine.
Right. So what are people worried about?
They're just paid. Here's the thing. If you're going to a dentist and you're worried about the hygiene, find a different dentist. I mean, who goes to a place that's gross anyway? I mean, these are people who are trained in keeping things clean and keeping people safe.
Right. It really is. It's a false protection and another one of the false worries. These people know how do they want to protect themselves as well as you. So they're not going to screw around with that. Come on. Let's be a little more open-minded about some of this stuff. 10 before the hour in the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Joining us now here on the program is Uri Geller, the author of Learn to Douse, Use Your Intuition. I think I like learning to... You taught me how to... We talk about this every week now with this book out. But you taught me how to douse to a point, and I'll never forget how... You know, I don't know that I ever thought it was silly, but to actually hold those things in your hand and watch them move, that's a pretty amazing. It's all about energy, and that's a lot of what your life has been, Uri, the energy that people have, your energy. So the power of having good, strong energy and how it benefits you, with the world so negative, how does that energy affect the health and well-being of people, their mind, their spirit, and their motivation? Do you find people more motivated these days? Because that's really your key. That's your specialty, or less motivated?
If you look at the elections in the United States, it's amazing how many people already voted.
Yeah.
Something motivated them to vote. It's called
fear.
Passion about one person.
No, fear voted.
Fear
is what motivated them to vote. It is. It's fear. We all.
Yeah, well, most politics is based on fear. But going back just a second about my book, Learn How to Douse, by Uri Geller. I tell people to look into the most powerful search engine in the world, in the universe, and that's your intuition. What people don't realize is that dowsing, believe it or not, goes back wow, 8,000 years, they found etched drawings in caves inside, deep inside the ground, of people who are actually holding a forked twig. Unbelievable. We're talking about 8,000 years ago. Already then, certain individuals had the talent to douse and find water, because water you need for life. They found 2,500-year-old etched carvings on walls in China.
But why is that? Why does that surprise you? Why does that, given the fact that we think of ourselves as so modern and so developed, but the world was a simpler place at that time, but people still had the same abilities. They were intuitive. They communicated. They needed to feed themselves and sustain themselves. So why would you think that just because in the modern world we think of ourselves as so developed, but I think there's probably a lot of reason to believe when you look at, how the pyramids were built and other things that went on, there's good reason to believe people have been really smart for a long time, Murray.
Yes, it doesn't surprise me. I'm just trying to pass the message over to probably your skeptical listeners.
Yes.
Who think, it's rubbish. But let me tell you that in California, hundreds of farmers employ dowsers to look for water. Even, this you didn't know, the American Armed Forces use dowsers. And, you're very telepathic, because when you mentioned Stonehenge, believe it or not, I was looking at a piece of Stonehenge which is in my museum. And,
Never ceases to amaze me how you and I are connected. It really is amazing, the things that we think about. But, you've taught people how to do that over the course of your career, how to connect one's mind to somebody else's mind. It's not that, some people who don't understand it, they call it the occult or whatever. Those are people who want to control your mind. They say other people are trying to control your mind. Anybody who tells you that astrology or psychic stuff or the motivational things that are done is occultism, they're afraid for themselves, not for you. Believe me.
Yeah, that you brought in the word occultism. Part of the culture of dowsing at some stage in history was actually feared because it was called the occult. But let's do a little experiment before I sign off. I'm going to hide a little piece of rock crystal in the museum, and I'm going to see if your listeners can locate the piece of crystal. I'm going to hide it. I know where I'm going to hide it, so I'm telepathically sending that location to your listeners, and if anyone finds it, whoever finds it first, I will sign a beautiful book for them. Learn how
right.
to douse.
Got
to
send
how
the info.
How do they?
The info has got to go to you. Uri@urigeller.com, right? URIGELLER. Uri@urigeller.com. Where did he put his crystal? I know what I'm thinking, but I don't get to play. All right, Uri, visit with you again next week, 59 past the hour.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.